Okay. Jetzt die Rechte? Oh, he hasn't come in. Okay, so we're in the middle of part two here in terms of the nature of the Chiyav Misa for a Rodef. Again, we're developing two general approaches about whether the Machayev of Misa of a Rodef is Midin Chiyav Misa's Basin, the Maisa Redifos is Machayev Misa, whereas Midin Hatzalas, or Midin Hatzala, most likely Hatzalas Hanirdav. Yeah, so far we've discussed two different Nafkamina, one being the issue of Hasra, which is the classical Nafkamina, whatever you're trying to ascertain whether a certain, you know, onish is midin onish bezdin or, you know, midin something else. Hasra is always the good, you know, litmus test is always good. Is always the best nafkamina. So that was the first, you know, potential nafkamina. Second potential nafkamina was the issue of nitan latzila bechameivar, where we discussed if the chayiv is, you know, onish bezdin, the ma'aser redivos is mechayiv misa, then it shouldn't matter whether it's nitan latzila bechameivar. Asha enkein, if the mechayiv is itzalas nirdaf. So that if you can be matzal the nirdaf aydei echanei evarav, then there'd be no justification for killing the rodev. Oh. So now we're going to discuss quickly two more nafkamina before we transition to the third part of the sugya, the geder of shame rodev. But the last two potential nafkamina, right, between these two different approaches about whether it's the mechayev, whether it's an onish bezdin, or whether it is hatzalas and nirdaf, is so the third issue we'll discuss is the issue if both people are being rodev each other. Right, so both the rodev is, so each person, you have a confrontation between two people, and each one is basically both a rodev and a nirdav. So again, if you think about it, we're going to see it's a machlokes amongst the mefarshim about whether the din rodev applies in such a case. And again, the analysis of these two shitas about whether or not you apply the din rodev in such a scenario where both, you know, members of the confrontation are both the rodev and the nirdav will basically depend on the chakir that we've been discussing. So think about it as follows. If you take, let's start like this. If you take that salas, you know, hanirdav approach, and remember, right, the basis of a salas hanirdav approach, right, despite the fact that generally we say, ein doch nefesh mevei nefesh, right, because generally we say, why would you choose one? Why would you choose the life of the nirdaf over the life of the rodev? So we pointed out, based on Rav Chanan spells this out, is the only reason why we suspend the din of ein doch nefesh min nefesh, the din of machazus, is because, right, the actions of the rodev deem his nefesh inferior to the life, to the nefesh of the nirdaf, and therefore we say, oh, because of the ma'is redifus of the rodev, so therefore the nefesh of the rodev is inferior to the nefesh of the nirdaf, and therefore we save the nirdaf at the expense of the rodev. But in such a case, where both the rodev and the nirdaf, or both individuals, are both the rodev and the nirdaf, they're both equally performing the ma'is redifus, so then you vaiter have the issue of ein doch nefesh min nefesh, because it's a stalemate. Right, they're both performing ma'aser tifa. So whose nefesh is more superior to the other, and therefore, from the perspective of tzalas and nirdaf, where the factor of ein doch nefesh min nefesh kicks in, so then presumably in such a case you wouldn't have a din rodev again because ein doch nefesh min nefesh. But if you take the onish bezin approach to say that whenever a person performs a ma'aser tifa and chases the other person, that's mechayiv misa. So then, both individuals are mechayiv misa. So again, pick whichever one you want. At the end of the day, both of them are mechayiv misa, and you can end up, the din rodev will be mechayiv them both of misa, and you can kill one of them. So therefore, this, and we'll see the mefarshim in just a moment, but again, this case, where kol echa ve'echa, where each party is, or both rodev each other, that seems to be another good nafkamina between these two different approaches. Again, if the perspective is a talos or nirdaf, where you have to take into account the din mechotar kulav ein doch nefesh min nefesh, so then that would seemingly prevent the application of din rodev, because at the end of the day, again, ein doch nefesh min nefesh, this is a stalemate, because again, they're both on the same level, they're both performing a ma'aser defos, so therefore both of their nefesh should be the same level, never in doch nefesh min nefesh, there should be no justification for a din misa. If each of their ma'aser redifos basically are mechayev each of the misa, so then they're both chayev misa, and then the din rodev will apply. So that would seemingly be another good nafkamina between these two different approaches. Does that make sense?
Would it have to be they could kill both of them at the same time, though, right?
I don't... Say it again?
Wouldn't it make sense to kill one after the other? Because then the other guy's the longer road there.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So the question is, if you could kill both at the same time, should you do it?
Or, no, if you can kill one.
If it's the only one,
should you kill one? Should kill one.
Like, I guess you could.
How do you pick?
But it doesn't matter, because they're both Chayav Nisa.
I mean, we want to say to pick one to save, meaning...
Again, it's not about saving the other.
Right.
According to the Onesh Basin approach, it's the fact that as long as they're still within, you know, the confrontation, you know, again, you asked a couple of shiurim ago, which is a good question. You know, according to the Onesh Basin approach, why wouldn't the Chayav Nisa extend afterwards? That's a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that question. But either way, we know that the Chayav Nisa only lasts as long as the confrontation lasts. But, at the end of the day, as long as the confrontation lasts, they're both Chayav Nisa. And again, if you can kill both of them at the same time, great. It's hard, you know, great, kill people. But they're both Chayav Nisa, so that would the din would apply. But again, if you have to choose one, like, you know, which one you like better, I don't know. I mean, they're both Chayav Nisa, so you seemingly get to choose. So let's just see the,
Sorry, what was Mary's question?
There?
Is it today or...
No, the one that you asked, why...
Why should it was always best? Why should they carry over after
the Maisa?
After the Redifas.
Because again, if the Mechayev of Misa is the fact that you perform the Maisa Redifas, it's not that. Oh, meaning Bishlama.
Maybe the Onish Bezdin understands. So maybe the Onish Bezdin is dafkin the Maisa, and once Maisa is over, then it goes. Everything goes into Bezdin's hands. Totally.
Yeah, that's what seems to come out. The question.
Over, then it goes into Bezdin's hands.
Then you need Eidim and Esra. Once there's this is an exceptional UC. This is an exception to the rule. But if you don't need Esra, this is a total exception to the rule.
No, this would be according to the Mandam.
Oh, this would be right. You do need Esra.
For whatever reason, Bezin will not do it. That's sort of the same question. Again, as I pointed out at the time, it's the same question you have for Kanai and Pokemon. Again, according to the Shitos, you know, the Ramban, the Gos Mordechai, who's the Kanoim Bogomol, is also, it's a din erevin. Mrs. Dazen, same question as why does the Gemara say that it's only Peshas Maisa? It's a good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. But again, once we know that the Chiyah Nisa, even Al Tzad, that it's an Onish Bazin, only applies, you know, Kozman, the altercation is taking place, at the end of the day, in this case, where they're both rotate each other, at the end of the day, the altercation is taking place, they're both Chiyah Nisa, so, you know, pick. You get the pick. Again, so that Misvara, this seems to be a great, you know, test case for these different approaches, and therefore, you know, now jumping in to see, you know, the Mefarshim who, you know, tackle this question straight out will end up being important for, you know, the broader question of what the Ikar Mechayev, you know, Din Rodef is. So the first approach of, you know, those who hold the Chiyah Misa does apply in this case, and again, as we pointed out, based on our analysis, that would imply that the Mechayev of Misa is an Onish Beis Din, and therefore that's what applied to both of them. So the first, the only Rishon who seems to be Misyachis to this is who? Anybody remember which Rishon in Sanhedrin is Misyachis to such a case of where each one is rolled off each other? The Yad Ramah. Remember the Yad Ramah in Dior Maskel Rav Papa Amar, basically when he's being Mefarish, the Pasuk, right? The big Pasuk of Chiyenatsu Anashim Benakfu Isha Harav Yatsu Yeladea, right, that whole case. So Yad Ramah, in passing, points out that this case of Chiyinatsu Anashim is when they're both Rodef each other. And yet, he applies the Din Rodef there. So again, it's Mavur from that Yad Ramah. Again, pay careful attention to it. But it emerges from that Yad Ramah, the fact that he applies the Din Rodef in such a case which he describes as both parties being Rodef each other, it's clear that he thinks that the Din Rodef even applies in such a scenario. Which again, which seem to have implications that the Mechayev is Onish based. So that's the first Mefarish, the earliest Mefarish who takes that approach. The second Mefarish, again, who has a suffix about this issue, but one Tzad in Rav Kiva Eger. And the Chiddush of Rav Kiva Eger and Ksubis, Lama Gimel based. Again, he's Mesupik about this very case. And it brings two Tzad about this. And the first Tzad in the Rav Kiva Eger is to say that perhaps the Chiyav Rodef does apply in such a scenario. Again, it doesn't explicate, you know, the reasoning behind it, but again, the first Tzad in Rav Eger basically assumes that the Din Rodef would apply. So again, you have the Yad Ramah and one Tzad in Rav Kiva Eger's Safek. So now for the second approach, the Chiyav Misa does not apply, which again, as you pointed out, which would align with the Tzolos and Yerdav approach. Again, based on the assumption is that in, because it's all sin yirdaf is all based, you have to get around the issue of in docha nefesh mei nefesh, and in such a case you'd have that problem. So here you have one sad in Ruki Veger. Again, this is the second sad in Ruki Veger. We'll just read it inside, because he explains the second sad more than the first sad. But again, in source number 7, would you mind reading for us, Yossi? He discusses this very case. Yeah, it's not so long.
So if two people are trying to kill each other, they start together. So im acher haroeh rashoi laharu. If somebody sees the ladder, arbitrarily pick whoever he wants to kill.
So the first side is that you could do that.
You can't do that. Why?
So it's not 100% clear like what he means, but I think the way we're interpreting that is that just like he's a rodef, he's also a nirdef, meaning both parties are equally responsible, and therefore, you know, you trigger the din of my chazis, of ein docha nefesh b'mnei nefesh. And the other mefarish, you know, another achron, who basically adopts this approach that when there's two rodefim, you know, when each party is rodef each other, the din rodef does not apply, is Rav Moshe. We're going to get to this when we discuss Uber, but basically is Rav Moshe, you know, in Chilak Yaredeya, Chilak Beis, Simen Samach, Anaf Beis. We'll get to this later. So again, Beis, Samach, Beis. Is a remotion, his discussion of an Uber who's rodef the mother. He basically has a whole Mechudosh Mahalach, we'll get to the details later, that he basically explains that the reason why when basically Yatzer Rosho, that Ein Doch and Nefesh Mei Nefesh, is because they're both considered a rodef each other. And he understands that when each party is rodef, when the mother is being rodef the child, and the child is being rodef with the mother, in such a case, the din rodef doesn't apply. That's Rav Moshe's entire mahalach. And again, he explains along these lines, because he had this factor, but ein dochen nefesh mei nefesh, that basically it's a stalemate, you can't choose one over the other.
So that's for the fact that he says in that case with the din rodef, that seems to indicate that's all about saving the near death, right?
Yeah.
There's no little vera there.
Exactly. But again, to point out, this perspective of saying that if they cancel each other out, again, aligns to the solid center of approach to begin with. But yeah, 100%. You're right. And furthermore, you're saying the other option wouldn't really be possible.
But actually, Rashi says, like, too long in that era. So.
Yeah. I guess if you... No, say it again.
The Gemara says, like, too long in that era.
No, but in this case, no one's performing an era. In the case of the Uber and the mother, there's no guilty part.
It's not even onus, I consider it
onus. Oh, you're saying that Rashi. Oh, okay. But again, from this perspective, I don't know if that'd be taken into account in terms of indoch and nefesh. I don't know if that would render you. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Ramos is clear that since yeah. Near that, but I'm saying just from that case itself,
uh-huh.
It would be applied to the rodent in the case where the only avir going on is an avir of onus.
Presumably, we'll get to that next. Presumably, that would not constitute, that wouldn't render your nefesh inferior from the perspective of ein docha nefesh mei nefesh. We're going to see this. There's going to be a notion of a non guilty rodef. We'll get to that in
the
end of this year.
It's the avera approach, so that's a good avera.
Yeah.
That was Rashi takes, and it seems to be.
Yeah, that's a chiddush. That was
a prevent the avera by only.
Yeah, that was a chiddush of Rashi.
Right, so it's important to that, even if the only avera being done is a avera by only, we would say, we would apply the rodef.
According to that Rashi.
Right.
According to that Rashi. But again, I don't think that's normative. That's a big chiddush. Yeah, I see.
Why did the Kivager say that? But it's chiddush name kachol. What does that matter?
We'll get to that right now. Yeah. So the before we go on, any other questions on this case where both are rotzvim? Understand? No? Okay. So again, so that was basically the third afternoon. Again, we've had Hasra, Nitzan Latzilo Bech Nevarav, and now the issue where Kol Echad, you know, Rodev Lechavera. So our fourth issue is exactly going to be this issue that you're discussing now, parallel. And that is, what happens when the tables turn? Reuven starts off as the rodef to Shimon. All of a sudden, Shimon's like, wait a second, I'm so much stronger than Reuven. Why am I letting him chase me? And he turns the tables and like he starts chasing Reuven. So again, you have a case where what Yerushalmi calls is rodef, shenaseh nirdef. Basically, Reuven starts off as the rodef, right? So therefore, In the beginning of the scenario, Reuven is the Rodef, Shimon is the Nirdaf, and all of a sudden something clicks in Shimon's head, or some other situation takes place. You know, you can come up with any other reason for it. But where somehow Shimon's like, okay, wait a second, and now Shimon ends up turning into the Rodef, and Reuven becomes the Nirdaf. So the question is interesting to analyze this, again, which could be related to what you were asking, where it started off in one direction. So now we have to analyze this. So the question that the Yerushalmi already brings up is, does the Din Rodef now apply to now kill Shimon, the new Rodef, to kill Reuven, to save Reuven, the new Nirdaf, even though Reuven originally was the Rodef? Oh, so as you can probably guess, is again is going to be another Nafkimina of the two approaches. And I'll explain what I mean as follows. If you take that Tzalas and Nirdaf approach, so then similarly, Lamaisa, who's the Nirdaf right now? And since right now, at the present moment, Reuven is the Nirdaf, and Shimon is posing a threat to the life of Reuven, so presumably you'd be able to save Reuven by killing Shimon. But if you take, and it's going to get an interesting point, to Meir's point, but if you take the approach of Chiyav Misa, it's not Pashut, we're going to see a deacon in the area like this, but if you think that once you're a Rodev, that's Mechayev Yumisa, calls man that there's an altercation. Yes, that was an extension, but we're going to see that Meir seems to hold like this. Right, one can claim that according to the Onesh Bezdin approach, your Mechayev Misa calls man that there is a confrontation between these two parties. And therefore, according to such an approach, perhaps, since there's still an altercation, since there's still a confrontation between Reuven and Shimon, since Reuven basically started off the Redifus, so there was Mechayev Misa, and therefore he is still Chayev Misa, and therefore we wouldn't save Reuven, even though now the tables have turned, at the end of the day, the Chayev Misa of Reuven still remains, and therefore we're not going to save Reuven by killing Shimon. That's a Chiddush, as Mary gave me a look, because the Pashtus, you would say, okay, come on. You know, presumably, meaning the Onish Bezdin, Mechayev of Misa, only applies Kol Zman that you're Rodef, right? I'm assuming that's what you were looking at me for. But, you know, once Reuven is no longer the Rodef, Meichite see that he still becomes the Rodef. But again, I'm coming off the Diuk and Rishon, I'll get there in a second. But again, remember, Misvara, we don't even understand why it's limited. So it could be that one of the pshat, meaning a pshat in why the Chiyav Misa is limited generally to the Zman of the Redifus, is because for some reason you need a connection to the Redifus. Right? It needs to be some seruf between the person's Chiyav Misa and his actions. And perhaps, so one way of saying, of generating that seruf is that, yeah, Kol's mom, that he's Rodef, that sufficiently connects, makes it seruf between, you know, his actions and his Chiyav Misa. And therefore, obviously, Kol's mom, that he's being Rodef, you know, the Chiyav Misa is going to apply. But you could also claim that perhaps Kol's mom, that there's a confrontation between these two parties, that's enough of a connection to his Redifus, because remember, this confrontation started off because of his Redifus. So perhaps Kol Zman, that the confrontation continues, that's enough of a connection to that original Meister Redifus to allow, basically, for that original Chiyav Misa to be retained. That's the Svar, and we'll see exactly where I'm coming from. So where do the Mepharshim, you know, talk about this case? So this... Well, exactly. So first, the Yerushalmi brings up this case. And the Yerushalmi just asks this as a suffix, and leaves it as a suffix. Yerushalmi just asks... Rodef Shinasa Nirdaf, right? This case where the Rodef then becomes the Nirdaf. Mahu Lahatzalasa Rodef Benafshal Shil Nirdaf. Can you now save the original Rodef with the Nefesh of the original Nirdaf who is now the Rodef? But the Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question. But the Meiri, I don't have the Meiri. Okay, please, because this is very, very important. The Meiri seems to bring a very, very strange riot to this case. The Meiri first quotes the Yerushalmi and says, oh, I have a raya that even in such a case, you should kill, you know, you should kill Shimon to save Reuven. What's his raya? Exactly. And the question is, what's the shaychus b'chla?
If it's atzalas ha'nirda, it's that.
Excellent, excellent. Right? So just read the lashon inside. But the implication is, if it wasn't midin atzalas ha'nirda, it was midin onesh beizdin, then such a case, there wouldn't be a din rodef. Again, that's where my diak is coming from. And that's why I was saying that, yeah, well, misvara, you could have limited, you know, the chiyav nisa of the rodef, even with the onesh beizdin, to kolzman that is rodef. It's clear from the mi'iri that if the mechayev wasn't atzalas ha'nirda, but was rather onesh beizdin, such that there would be no din of nitan atzila b'achol ne'evarav, so then in such a scenario, once Reuven was chayav nisa because of his redifus, and Kol's man that Reuven and Shimon are now fighting with each other, that Chiyav Misa is going to be retained, and therefore there'd be no inyan of saving Reuven by killing Shimon. But let's just see the lashon of the Meiri. In the Zirum Asal, the Talmud Amarav, in Ayin Gimel Manav, you see the Nirin Advar?
What?
Oh,
you see that line?
Yeah, Nirin Advar, Shem Asilin, Shari Afkishu, Rudif, and Hoya Yachol Atzilu, Ve'echem Ne'ivar, Ve'lo Asa,
Right, so you're saying the fact that there's a din of nitan latzila be'achem me'evar.
And if you don't, then you're going to be chayiv misa.
So that, okay, so without explaining what it means, just read the words. Somehow, kol shekein.
Shiroa harudi, hovi chanirdav, sha'afa pi shahaya rudi v'nitchilasam, kevan sha'akshav hu nirdav, matzilam zog natural sha'arudiv.
Exactly. So as we pointed out, what's the connection between Nitan Latzil Lecha Me'evarav and this din of Rodev Shinasa and Yirudav? So we're saying exactly what we've been developing. Why we're developing that all these Nafkamina, Hasra, Nitan Latzil Lecha Me'evarav, Kol Echad Rodev Lechavero, and Rodev Shinasa and Yirudav, these are all Nafkamina of the same issue. About what is the Ikr Mechayev of the Din Misa for the Rodev? Is it Medin Onish Bezdin? Or is it Medin Asal San Yirudav? And therefore, we're all suggesting that the Meiri cites the din of Nitan Latzila Becha Me'evarav as a simin that the Mechayev is not an Onesh Bezdin, but rather Hatzalas and Yirdav. And therefore, once the Mechayev is Hatzalas and Yirdav, so then in such a case, Lamaisa Reuven is currently the Yirdav. So Hatzalas and Yirdav dictates that we should save Reuven the Yirdav with the life, with the Nefesh of the Rodev by killing Shimon. But the implication is, if you would not have paskins Nitan Latzila Becha Me'evarav, which we've been developing in previous Yerim, right? If you have like the Rabbanan, right? The phantom Rabbanan, right? That Rishonim hold up, Rishonim think exists, right? This Rabbanan, you said that the Din Misa of a Rodev even applied when it's Nitan Latzila Becha Me'evarav. So that would indicate that the Mechayev is not Atzalas and Yirdav, but rather that the Maisa Radifus was Mechayev the Rodev, Achia Misa. And the Meiri implies, if that were to be the case, then in such a scenario, this din wouldn't apply. And in such a scenario, because Reuven, the original Rodev, performed the Maaser Radifus and was Mechayev himself Misa, so then even if afterwards he becomes the Nirdaf, that Chiyav Misa would have remained, and therefore there'd be no Indian to save him with the life of the Nirdaf. So again, I think this Meiri highlights that this broad Chakir about whether the Mechayev is an Onesh Bezdin for the Maaser Radifus, or whether it's Midin Atzalas and Nirdaf, that a fourth Navakamina for those two approaches would be this case of Rodev Shinas and Yudav. Yeah.
Going back to the Kivyeger.
When
you say the Schlish Nim Kachar, it's mashma that if one guy started it, then you'd be definitely able to get that guy.
So again.
So he's saying with Torah's Onish then. He's saying with Torah's Onish, what's his suffix? If he was Torah's Onish.
One second. So he's Masupik in the case where it's. Where it's equal. Implication being that if one started it. Now you're saying it still needs some work,
but
because you're saying there the suffix we explained sounds like it was good for the Shiloh.
Right, but it sounds at the beginning where he holds that as the Torah Sonish. That's why you need a solution named Gachod.
But the question is, how can you even say. Even if it's been done on Salah's Avenir. Oh, okay. So maybe a different shot. Maybe the reason why. Oh, It's good ha'ara. Perhaps, I'm thinking on the spot here, but I think the following might be an answer. Is that, right, we're trying to explain, so then, basically, the onus is upon us to explain why if one started, the din, that the din rodev would apply even within that cells and hirdev approach.
It somehow would cheat the field.
Right. So perhaps, because the question is, right, it sounds like if one guy starts, the question is based on the assumption that if Rabbi Mechayah, the first guy who starts, it sounds like because he's Chayav Misa. How do you adjust it by Begedi's Mesupa? Exactly. Oh. But perhaps you can suggest that if one guy starts, not Pasha, but perhaps according to Rabbi Yeager, if one guy starts the altercation, like if Emma's around for Baal Machteres days, so it could be that he will be considered the more guilty party. And therefore, from the perspective of Docha Nefesh and Bnei Nefesh, we would say, even though they're both Lamaisa right now being rode with each other, but because one, if Reuven started it, see, he's more guilty. And therefore, even from the perspective of Tzolot and Hirdav, again, where you have to take into account the issue of Ein Docha Nefesh and Bnei Nefesh, my chazis, we would say, according to Kager at least, as long as whoever started it, he started the altercation, he's responsible. Again, if you remember, right, Meir, I think it's the Meir and Sender, remember that is hearkening back to the Chiddush Ha'aran by Baal Machteres, where the Chiddush Ha'aran says, case of Baal Machteres, even if the Baal Bayis, you know, pulls his gun first, the fact that the Baal Machteres starts, that renders him the Rodev. So it could be along those lines, with basically what Riki Veger is assuming. Again, this is not like the Meir, it's a little different than the Meir. But according to Riki Eir, he's assuming that even from the perspective of Tzelos and Hirdaf, whoever starts, he's going to be pegged as the inferior Nefesh. Exactly, perhaps.
It's the start because he's still Osik and Medifa.
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah, exactly.
Because if he wasn't Osik and Medifa, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
The kasha is that Riki Eir, the Diak and Riki Eir said, when he sets up his case, when they're both being rolled out of each other, they started exactly the same time.
Right.
So Yossi was asking, like, but yet remember, and the way we explained his suffix in that case is whether he's holding Onesh Bezim or Hatzalas and Yerdaf. But Yossi was pointing out, but the diuk is that if it's Dafka starting at the same time, it sounds like, I mean, why would it matter if one guy starts first?
So why do you want to see yourself?
What?
So why do you want to see yourself?
No, but again, in the case where they're both being rolled with each other.
If one starts first, then you're being rolled with him just saving yourself.
And what about somebody else?
Yeah, exactly. A third party. So I guess why is the assumption? So Yossi is saying like, oh, that shows that it's a din in Chiyav Misa. Whoever starts first, you're the Chiyav Misa. But the question is, but if Riki Eiger thinks that everyone would agree in such a case, that means that everyone agrees to Chiyav Misa. So then, what's the suffix?
I don't think the second rodev. I don't think the second rodev is considered a rodev because he's just going to save himself.
But again, but that's our fourth nafkamina. Fourth nafkamina is where rodev is not said nirdaf. Is parallel to it.
The other guy's always a rodev. He's just busy saving himself. About like Yerucha Haskel Hargo, like you're allowed to kill it.
So Meir is saying, forget your fancy. Forget my fancy lumbus.
Yeah, he's not a rodev.
You're just
saying,
stop.
This is madness.
You could just say that also. Okay, you could say that also.
That's what I
mean. Okay. So. You know what I said is could also be true, but that's probably more passion. Okay, so Adkan in section 2, again, I think a very interesting discussion. Again, what exactly is the Mechayev, just to summarize, right? What exactly is the Mechayev of Misa for a real day? We have these four Nafkamina, Hasra, Nitel Atil Lechel Me'evarav, Kol Echad Roldev Chaveiro, and Roldev Nase Nirdav. So now, we're going to discuss, you know, it's like, no, the juicy, no, it's all juicy. But like, you know, a famous aspect of the sugya of Rodev is going to get into the Uber, you know, the whole abortion sugya is going to get into, you know, the issue of Sheva bin Bichri. And basically, we're trying to like, you know, we're trying to put it all together along the following lines. And this is all gets into what exactly is the gedder of a Rodev? What defines a Rodev? What type of actions... What type of threat does a person have to pose to someone else such that we deem that person a rodev? And we're going to see that all these various discussions, I think, you know, really, you know, revolve around the following the final chakira. And that is as follows. Two major options in terms of what is the gather of a rodev. So the first option, the first approach, which is probably the way, you know, you would say it if I, you know, woke you up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, is that the gather of a rodev, who's someone who is guilty, who is, you know, responsible for threatening the life of another person. We'll call it the form of guilty redifus. When Reuven performs certain actions under his own volition, under, you know, with intent to threaten the life of Shimon, the Nirdav. So in such a case, that's the classic example of a rodev. Right? We can all agree. We'll call that guilty redifus. When the rodev is fully responsible for his actions, we can all understand why a rodev applies in such a situation. And, again, to hearken back to this Rav Chanan again, the reason why rodev would be limited to a guilty rodev is because if you have this, you know, this problem of ein dochen nefesh b'nei nefesh, my chazis, where we generally say, why save the nirdav over the rodev? Right, the only way you get out of that problem of ein dochen nefesh b'nei nefesh by killing the rodev in order to save the nirdav, is only because the meiser redifus of the rodev renders the nefesh of the rodev inferior to the nefesh of the nirdav. But that would seemingly only apply if the rodev is guilty for his actions. Right? If the rodev goes ahead and chases the nirdav and is responsible for his actions, then of course, the fact that he performed that maisa retifus, that maisa rishus, that renders his nefesh inferior. And therefore we'd understand why the gedder of rodev would presumably be limited to a guilty retifus. Oh. But we're going to see, and this is where Uber comes in, and this is where Shevet Ben Bichri comes in, that there is a second form of redifus, a second type of shame rodev. We'll call it a redifus bimitzius, a non-guilty redifus. Here's an example of a person who lemaisa bimitzius, his existence threatens the life of a different person, but he is not responsible in any way for that. And obviously the two examples that come to mind, one example is Shevet Ben Bichri, right, the person who, the Goyim surround the town, they ambush a town, right, and they basically say, oh, give up that one person. So, Lemaisa, B'mitzias, that the life of that person is threatening the rest of the town, because if you don't give up that guy, the rest of the town will die. So B'mitzias, that individual is being rodev everyone else, but obviously in a non-guilty fashion. And the same thing, obviously, with an Ubar. An Ubar obviously doesn't control the fact that he's threatening the life of his mother, but Mitzias, he is responsible for the threat to his mother's life. So those are two examples of what we call a non-guilty redifus, a redifus b'mitzias. And we're going to see that some mefarshim are going to attribute the din rodev also there. But the obvious question that we're going to have to deal with is, wait a second. If that rodev is not guilty, whether it be the Ubar or Shevet Ben Bichri, so then how do you get out of the issue of Ein Dochen Nefesh B'nei Nefesh? How can you ever apply the Din Rodev to be Mechayev such a person Nisa if he's not responsible for his actions? And if he's not responsible for his actions, so then his Redifus shouldn't render his Nefesh inferior to the nefesh of the nirdaf. So therefore, how can you be mechayev such a person misa? So we're going to suggest... Sorry. Very few people here, see. So we're going to suggest that if you look through all the makoros, wherever you find this, we'll call this second type of this non-guilty redifus, this redifus b'mitzias, it's always going to be in scenarios where there is no problem of ein dochen nefesh b'nei nefesh, because there is some other factor which renders this rodev's nefesh inferior. Uber is a classic example of it. We're going to see that people who apply the din rodev to an Uber are going to justify the din rodev by saying, don't worry about the issue of ein dochen nefesh b'nei nefesh, because it's not a stalemate between the nefesh of an Uber and the nefesh of the mother. we'll get the whole discussion about what the status of the nefesh of the Uber is. But whatever it is, it's less significant than the nefesh of the mother. And therefore, we're going to see whenever this second form of non-guilty ridiculous comes up, there always has to be a justification for how we get around the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh. So when it comes to the Ubar, the answer is easy. When it comes to Shevet B'Mikri, that's where the Mori B'Machos component is going to come in. That's where the Chiyav Misa component is going to come in, to dictate that right, the Shittos require a Chiyav Misa, and again, we'll analyze all these Shittos, you know, next year, is the reason why you need a Chiyav Misa is in order to get out of the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh. Because when that individual is Chiyav Misa, he's a Gavra Katila, so then there's no problem with Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh, because yes, his Nefesh is inferior to the Nefesh of the Nirdam. So again, we're going to suggest that when you have these two forms of Rodef, again, not so Pasha, but everyone agrees to the first form of Rodef, called guilty Rodefus. It's Pasha. It's a classic Rodefus, Rodef. We're going to see that even, but there's going to be a group of Mepharshim who think there's also this additional Shein Rodef of the non-guilty Rodefus variety, called Rodefus B'Metzias. We're going to see that whenever you apply, even the Mepharshim apply that, are going to have to account for Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh with some other factors. There. Okay. And we're going to see that there's a famous Reb Chaim on the topic of Uber. I don't know if anybody get to that in Seder yet. So you'll have time to see it tomorrow. So a classic Reb Chaim, you know, so he like presents two types of Rodef, right? He says one is a Chiyav Rodef and one is Din Rodef. But doesn't, like, I don't know if I asked you, like, what's the difference between a Chiyav Rodef and a Din Rodef? Doesn't, not clear exactly what the difference between those two things are. So again, I'm going to suggest that the difference between Din Rodef and Chiyav Rodef is exactly these two Din. Now, Chiyav Rodef is this notion where the Rodef is response is the guilty Rodefus, and the Din Rodef is the non-guilty Rodefus. And you'll see Reb Chaim, he exactly fits this in. Because he basically doesn't spell this analysis out. But the way he treats these two dinim is exactly along the lines of our analysis. He says that generally there are two potential repercussions to a din rodef. He says number one is that it gets out of the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh. That's generally one totza'ah of the din rodef, right? It gets out of the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh. And the second totzah is that what he calls, it creates a chiyav misa for the rodef. Right? In order to save the nirdaf, the hatzalas and nirdaf generates a chiyav misa for the rodef. And Reb Chaim develops, you'll see this inside, that while what he calls, in the case of a chiyav rodef, that does both, right? The chiyav rodef variety, that not only generates a chiyav misa for the rodef, that also gets around the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh, while the din rodef, he calls it, only generates a chiyav misa for the rodef, but doesn't get around the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh. But again, according to our analysis, that works out perfectly. Because if the chiyav rodef is a guilty redifus, so now we understand why the guilty Rodefus would not only generate a Chiyav Misa for the Rodef, would also obviate the issue of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh, because since the guilty Rodefus, so therefore that renders the Nefesh of the Rodef inferior to the Nefesh of the Nirdaf. But in the case of Din Nirdaf, which he calls it, which we're interpreting as, and you'll see he applies that in the case of Uber, in the case of Din Nirdaf, where it's a non-guilty Rodefus, so there's still this factor of atzalas and nirdaf to generate a chiyav misa for the rodef, but, says Reb Chaim, this din nirdaf doesn't get out of the problem of Ein Docheh Nefesh Mit Nefesh, which works perfectly with what we're developing. So again, when you see Reb Chaim, a lot of people say, like, it's a beautiful piece of Reb Chaim. It's like, what does that mean? What's the difference between din rodef and chiyav rodef? But again, I think if you approach Reb Chaim and the sugya with these two different types of, again, the guilty Rodefus and the non-guilty Rodefus, I think you're able to really explain everything beautifully. Okay. So with this, we're going to mostly deal with this, you know, in next year. But again, the two, we'll call it generally impacted issues, two general nafkamina from these two different approaches, are going to be the cases of Mesira Lemisa V'arayos, the case of Shabbat Bechri, again, when the, you know, the Goyim, you know, lay ambush, lay siege, that's the word I was looking for, right, lay siege to a city, and they ask for one person. So again, that's one example of a non-guilty Radifus. Again, they pick out a person. That's one example. And the second issue we're going to deal with is the issue of Uber. So hopefully we'll be able to, probably tomorrow night's shir will be in the case of Shabbat and Bichri, and then the last Wednesday night shir will probably be on the Uber case. Again, there's a lot more we're not going to get to, but we'll try to do our best. Okay. So starting off with the issue of Shabbat and Bichri, so what's the scenario surrounding Shabbat and Bichri? What's the case? What? Yeah, I can't do it. Israel, yeah. Yeah. Yeah?
I don't remember.
Yeah, so basically, right, basically Yoav, right, where there's a general.
Siege on the city.
Exactly, the city where Shabbat and Bichri escaped to, and basically told the city, is actually, I wrote down, this is in Shmuel Beis, Perichaf, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, actually. So in Shmuel Beis, right, exactly, basically Yoav, the general, lays siege to the city that Shabbat and Bichri ran to, and basically they ask, because he asks the city and says, and tells them, give up Shabbat and Bichri or we'll kill the entire town. And what do they end up doing? They give him up. Exactly, they give him up. And the big question is going to be, what was the halachic basis for their actions? But before, again, there's a big machokis, like what was Shabbat and Bichri? Was it because they were miyachid him? Or is it because both Yichud and because he was Chayiv Nisa? That's going to be machokis. We'll get to that tomorrow night. But before that, I mean, this can be chazar from stuff we've done in Yarab Yavar. Again, this is some overlap between this sugya and the Yarab Yavar one, my chazas. There's obviously some overlap here. But so the first part we'll deal with is that everyone agrees. Again, this is found in the Mishnah and Trumos, Perek Ches Mishnah Yubiz. It is found in the Yerushalmi and Trumos, Perek Ches Halacha Dalim, Tosepta, Rambam. Everywhere, everyone agrees that if you had a parallel case of Shabbat ben Bichri, where they were not miyachid, the person, and they just said, give up one person or we'll kill the entire town, everyone agrees that in such a case, you can't give up a person. Right? That's less man the palak, than in such a case when there's no yichud, there's no chiyav misa, you can't give them up. So as we, again, discussed, you know, as a couple weeks ago at this point, but basically the Ramach, on this Ramach, again, the Ramach in the Yisodei Torah, Parakei, halacha, hey. So the Rambam has this psak. And then on this, the Ramach, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, asks the following question, as we discussed in the past. And they basically ask, what? Exactly, why? Meaning, because Bimanav Shach, whichever Yachid, exactly, that person, whatever Yachid you choose is going to die. Because, right, you give him up, he'll die. If you don't give him up, everyone's going to die. So Bimanav Shach, so there's no Maichazes, because Bimanav Shach, seemingly, that one person's going to die, so it might as well save everyone else. That's the kasha of the Ramach. So what's the answer to the Kesef Mishnah? Exactly. It's my chazes. It's a catch 22 because you don't.
Everyone.
Exactly. Because you know you never know who you're going to pick. So again, you know this. We'll finish because basically it would be just to recap. If you recall back in the Har Vayavar Shirim, we basically developed two different approaches in terms of. What is the machlokis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Ramach? Again, one way of you know assessing this machlokis is in terms of what is the tzadim of the maichazis, or is the maichazis defined by the options of the anas? Anyway, that's the position of the Ramach. Basically, since they said it's one person or everyone, so the Ramach says, oh, those are the tzadim, so yeah, there's no maichazis. Miman of Shach, you know, the Yachid is going to die. Well, the Kesef Mishnah says, why did the tzadim have to be the honest tzadim? What do you mean? There's a new tzad. You know, instead of picking that guy, you could have picked another guy. So that's one way to assess machlokes. Again, what are the two tzadim, by which you're going to, trigger machlokes? Or, we pointed out, that you could say that it also gets to the essence of what machlokes is. And this is really, again, more of the Har Vayavar. Part of it, we developed two different approaches to maichazis. Is maichazis about neutralizing V'chai behem. Whereas Maichas is about like Sheva Taisa. Right? Because of the Svar of Maichas, you just have to stand back. So again, you can explain as follows as well. Right? According to the Ramach, who think, right, perhaps he thinks that Maichas is all about, because Nefesh to Nefesh cancel each other out, therefore there's no V'chai behem. But in this case, there is V'chai behem, because the Yachid's Nefesh cancels each other out, and then you have the Chai Behem of the rest of the city. And now the V'chai Behem of the rest of the city is going to be Docha, whatever, you know, the choice that you make, which might be considered a Ritzicha of sorts, but you have the Chai Behem of the rest of the city to be Docha. So says the Ramach. And the Kesanish is going to say, no, the whole Vart of V'chai Behem is that because Maichazis, sorry, the whole Vart of Maichazis is that, you left at a stalemate, you can't do anything, you can't perform any Maisa, and therefore the Kesanish responds, you just can't make any choices of any yachid over the yachid, over the next yachid. So that's the, again, that's the Ramach, Kesa Mishnah, about the case that everyone agrees to, in a case where there's no yichud and there's no chiyud pesa. Tomorrow night we'll pick up the big machokis in the Yerushalmi about what happened, basically, in the case of Sheva ben Michri, what was the basis of the heter? Was it the yichud alone? Or was it Yichud plus Chimisa, and again, now we can think of it along these lines of Ein Docha Nefesh, in terms of the Shem Rotef, and how this all plays out. Okay, we'll stop here.